Trump eyes new deals and upcoming Beijing visit. Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump should return from his trip to Beijing this week with new agreements that benefit the United States, White House officials said on May 10. The planned May 14 to 15 summit in Beijing between Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping is expected to be a significant test of relations between the two countries. During the talks, Trump is set to raise several sensitive issues with Xi, including rare earth exports, trade and purchase commitments, Taiwan, Iran, Russia, artificial intelligence, and cyber threats. This will be a visit of tremendous symbolic significance. But of course, President Trump never travels for symbolism alone, White House spokesperson Anna Kelly told reporters during a call on May 10. The American people can expect the president to deliver more good deals on behalf of our country, she added. Trump is set to sign new agreements with China in several industries, including aerospace, agriculture, and energy. The United States is seeking purchase commitments worth tens of billions of dollars, a senior administration official told reporters during the call. Boeing will be part of the business delegation traveling with Trump, the official said. The company has been in talks with Beijing to sell up to 500 jets. During the visit, both sides will also discuss establishing a board of trade and a board of investment, which will allow both countries to manage bilateral trade and investment flows, Kelly said. Beijing itinerary. The White House announced Trump's schedule for the two-day visit. He will arrive in Beijing on Wednesday evening. On Thursday, Trump will attend a welcome ceremony and hold a bilateral meeting with Xi in the morning. In the afternoon, both leaders will tour the Temple of Heaven and attend a state banquet that evening. On Friday morning, Trump will meet with the Chinese leader for a bilateral tea and working lunch before departing China. During this visit, President Trump will continue doing what he has done over the past year, rebalancing the relationship with China and prioritizing reciprocity and fairness to restore American economic independence, Kelly said. After this trip, the president plans to welcome Xi and his wife for a reciprocal visit to Washington later this year, she added. Rare earth exports. Rare earth shipments have been one of the thornier issues between the two countries. In 2025, China imposed strict export controls on rare earths and magnets, disrupting U.S. automotive, electric vehicle, and defense supply chains. In late October 2025, Trump and Xi met in Busan, South Korea, on the sidelines of the APEC summit. During that meeting, Xi agreed to pause export controls and licensing rules on rare earth elements and critical minerals for 1 year, keeping supplies available for U.S. and global markets. That agreement is still active, the administration official said during the call. It's still in effect. It doesn't expire yet, he said, adding that talks with the Chinese side are ongoing, but it remains unclear whether the agreement will be extended. I'm confident that we'll announce any potential extension at the appropriate time, the official said. Taiwan. Taiwan is another contentious issue in U.S. China relations. There is an ongoing conversation between President Trump and General Secretary Xi Jinping about Taiwan, another senior administration official said during the call. We don't expect to see any changes in U.S. policy going forward. She previously expressed opposition to U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. The U.S. position on Taiwan's defense budget has not changed, the official said. He noted that in its first year, the Trump administration approved significantly more arms sales to Taiwan than the previous administration did over 4 years. However, Washington is disappointed with recent defense spending cuts by Taiwan's opposition-controlled parliament, the official said. Our position on Taiwan's defense budget, which they passed the supplemental last week, is that it was disappointing in that there was some stuff left on the cutting room floor that we believe still needs to be funded, the official said. Iran and Russia. Washington has accused China of supporting Russia and Iran, helping Tehran carry out military strikes in the Middle East, and aiding the Kremlin in its war in Ukraine. The president has spoken multiple times with General Secretary Xi Jinping about the topic of Iran and about the topic of Russia, to include the revenue that China provides to both those regimes, the senior administration official said. The Trump administration has urged the Chinese regime to support U.S. efforts to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, a key oil transit corridor closed by Iran. Beijing, however, has so far remained unresponsive. The Iranian foreign minister met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi last week. "I expect that conversation to continue," the official said. "I think you've seen some actions," meaning sanctions, "coming out from the U.S. side, just in the last few days, that I'm sure will be part of that conversation." Concerns raised over trip. As the U.S. president prepares for a trip to Beijing, some China hawks in Washington argue it would be unsafe for him to travel there. "Nothing good is going to happen," Senator Rick Scott said during an interview on the Glenn Beck program on May 8. "Has elected to be our enemy? Think of how many Americans they've killed with fentanyl. They've tried to destroy all of our companies, right? They're threatening our allies," Scott said. "They steal organs from their own citizens," he added, calling the communist regime's leaders despicable. Trump previously postponed his trip to Beijing, which was initially scheduled for March 31 to April 2, due to the war in Iran. "There's no plan to postpone the trip again," the official said. "Clearly 6 weeks ago, we were in a bit more of an active situation in Iran, and the president made the decision to push it back," he said.